7회. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 찾는 배를 고르시오.
I love the smell of fresh air. This really is a beautiful lake.
My family has been coming here for years. It's a bit more crowded than I remember, though.
Yeah, there are quite a few boats on the lake.
See that one over there? That's my uncle's boat.
Wow, I didn't know your uncle was rich. That's a big boat.
Not that one, silly. It's one of those sailboats over there.
Oh, I see them. Which one is your uncle's? Does it have a number on the side?
No, no number. But it has a striped sail. And if you look closely, you can see my aunt and uncle on it.
Oh, there they are. Let's wave to them.
I don't think they see us. They're having too much fun.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Darn it.
What's wrong, Paul?
Oh, hey, Nancy. I'm just trying to fix the kitchen sink.
Again? Didn't you just fix it last week?
Well, I thought I did, but it started leaking again last night.
I hate the sound of a dripping sink.
Me too. It kept me up all night, so now I'm trying to fix it again.
How's it going?
Terribly. I don't understand why I can't fix it.
Relax. Why don't you take a break and try again later?
I suppose I should, but I really want to fix it now.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 비교하는 내용으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Korea has many interesting attractions for tourists to visit. People traveling to these attractions have a variety of options when it comes to deciding how to get there. There are many forms of public transportation in Korea, including trains, buses, taxis, and airplanes. However, some people prefer to get around by car. Driving gives them more freedom to visit out-of-the-way destinations, and they don't have to follow a set schedule. Those who'd rather rely on public transportation often do so because of convenience. They can sit back and relax as they journey from place to place.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 요청한 일이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jack. Your secretary just told me you need some help with a project.
Oh, hi, Julie. Yes, I'm leaving on a business trip tomorrow. Do you have some free time?
Yes, I do. Things have been pretty quiet in my department lately.
Great. I just need someone to organize these reports.
Sounds pretty simple.
I'd like you to make sure all the pages are in the correct order and then staple them together.
No problem.
When you're done, check the address of each company we're sending the reports to. We don't want to mail anything to the wrong place.
Would you like me to take the reports to the post office when I'm finished?
No, that's okay. If you can put stamps on them, I'll drop them off on my way to the airport tomorrow.
All right. I'll get started then.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 해주기로 한 일을 고르시오.
Mark, do you remember when I helped you paint your kitchen?
I sure do. You were a big help. I still owe you a favor for that.
Yes, you do. So, I was wondering if you could help me with my new computer.
I didn't know you had a new computer.
Yes, my parents bought me a new laptop for Christmas. The problem is, I can't get it to connect to the internet.
I'd love to help you, but I don't know anything about the internet.
I know you don't, but your cousin Donnie does. He's a computer genius.
Yeah, he really is. Would you like me to call him for you?
I'd really appreciate it.
No problem. I'll see if he'll come over and fix it tonight.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 한 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I have been a member of this health club for more than 3 years. Until recently, I was extremely happy with my membership. The staff has been very helpful, the exercise equipment is new, and the club is always kept clean. I have recommended this club to all of my friends, and many of them have joined. But since last week, the manager has been playing loud dance music in the exercise room 24 hours a day. The music makes it impossible for me to concentrate on my exercises. If this situation doesn't change soon, I will not renew my membership next month. Hi, welcome to Donut World. What can I get for you today?
I'm going to a parents' meeting at the elementary school, and I need to bring some donuts. How much would 20 donuts cost?
That depends on what kind of donuts you want.
Those chocolate ones look good. How much are they?
They're 50 cents each.
Okay. And how about the jelly-filled ones?
Our jelly donuts are a little more expensive. They cost $1 a piece.
Well, those look good too. I'll take 10 chocolate donuts and 10 jelly donuts.
All right. Is there anything else I can get you?
No, that's all. Thanks for your help.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, Kristen, do you have a minute?
Yes, but please make it quick. I'm extremely busy.
Sure, this will take just a second. I have a question about my article in last week's issue.
Your article? Ah, yes, the one on the effects of air pollution. It was quite good.
Thanks. I was just wondering why you changed the last sentence. Was there something wrong with it?
If I remember correctly, there was nothing wrong with the grammar of the sentence. I just thought it sounded awkward.
Really? Okay, I guess maybe you're right. How about the rest of the article?
Like I said, it was quite good. There were a couple of spelling errors, but I like your style. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'll leave you alone now.
Thanks. I really have to get back to work.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
I seem to be having some problems with my eyes.
Oh? What kind of problems?
Well, my eyes feel tired a lot these days.
Anything else?
Well, when I read or use the computer, I can see just fine, but when I drive, things in the distance become blurred.
Okay, I think we'd better do a couple of tests on your eyes. Let's see.
Is everything okay?
There's nothing to worry about. The test showed your eyes are quite normal, but you need to wear some stronger lenses.
What about the tiredness?
Take some vitamin C pills and you'll feel better.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Hey, what's all the noise in here?
Oh, hi, Stan. Come here and help me out for a minute.
Sure, but what was all that banging?
I was hammering a nail into the wall. I just bought this at the museum gift shop.
A framed poster of a Picasso painting. I love Picasso.
Me too. And I think it will look great above the sofa.
I agree. So what do you need me for?
Stand over there. No, further back.
Here?
Good. Now tell me if the picture is straight.
No, it's a little crooked. Lift up the left side a bit.
11번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 타기로 한 유람선을 고르시오.
This is such a beautiful city. We should take one of those ferry tours.
I'm not sure we have enough time. Our train leaves at 8 p.m.
But it would be the perfect way to see the city. And romantic, too.
Well, what time is it now?
It's 5 minutes after 3.
Looks like we just missed one.
Yes, but there are several more leaving soon. We can take one of the shorter tours and still have time to catch our train.
I suppose as long as we're back by 6:30 at the latest, it'll be okay.
This one here would be perfect. Come on, let's go get tickets.
All right. Slow down. Wait for me.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 한 말의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, Sharon. You're home pretty late. I almost had dinner without you.
Sorry. It's been a crazy day, but I got a lot done.
I thought you were just going to the mall to buy some shoes.
Well, that was the plan. But after I bought my shoes, I stopped by the travel agency.
Don't tell me you bought tickets for our trip to Paris without me.
Of course not. I just got prices and some brochures. Then on my way home, I stopped by the local college.
What did you do there?
I signed up for a night class. I've always wanted to learn to speak French.
Wow, you really did have a busy day. Ready for some dinner?
Oh yeah, I really worked up an appetite today.
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. Come on, it'll be fun.
But I'm terrified of roller coasters.
2. It's okay, don't be afraid.
But it's my first time on an airplane.
3. I don't think this is such a great idea.
But roller coasters are my favorite ride.
4. What did you think of the roller coaster?
It was very exciting.
5. Hey, let's go over there.
That looks like so much fun.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck. It's your sister.
Hi, Vicky. What's going on?
Not much. Do you remember when you borrowed my lawnmower last week?
Sure. Mine hasn't been working very well, and the grass in my yard was getting pretty high.
I know. But your grass is short and neat now, right?
It sure is. Your lawnmower works great.
Well then, why haven't you returned it yet?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you needed it. You can come over and get it anytime.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, do you have any books to check out today?
Actually, no. I just moved to Northville a few days ago with my family.
Oh, welcome to our town.
Thanks. I was wondering if I could apply for a library card today.
Of course. I just need to see some sort of ID.
Well, I don't have a driver's license yet, but I'm a student at the university.
Do you have your student ID card with you?
No, we won't get those until next Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't get you a library card until you have some ID.
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tanya, could you come here for a second?
What's wrong, Gary?
Put your hand on my forehead and see if I feel hot. I think I have a fever.
You do feel a bit warm. Are you dizzy?
A little bit, and my stomach doesn't feel so good.
You should go back to bed. I'll call the office and tell them you're not coming in.
Thanks, but I really have to go to work today. I have a meeting with the CEO this afternoon.
Okay, it's your decision. But if I were you, I'd stay home.
I know, but this meeting is too important to miss.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 폴이 학생들에게 처음 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul is a high school senior. Earlier in the school year, he ran for student president. He tried very hard but lost to another student, Kelly Grand. One of the responsibilities of the student president is to give a farewell speech at graduation. It is considered a special honor. But the day before graduation, Kelly Grand got food poisoning. She was too sick to attend the ceremony and give the speech. The principal asked Paul if he would give the speech instead. He felt terrible that Kelly couldn't deliver the speech, but he agreed to do it. In this situation, what would Paul first say to his schoolmates in the audience?